Watch out, nephew. Put some money on it.
Did you call them boppers?
Oh, hell yeah.
As they play at Firefest.
They look like they're spooning. Venture the D.
Shout out to the commission. I think his name is pronounced people.
Why am I not part of the beautiful people?
This is the first dick pic.
That's an achy breaky molly.
We are definitely the number one dick run podcast. Except for one problem. No OJ.
I'm a fumble guy. He's got to make the first move.
Sorry.
Shoot over the barn door.
Let's go milk some goats.
That's like skating on American Dick.
Now, when it comes to announcing sports, I have zero journalistic integrity.
I don't want fop, goddammit.
Living life like every day is my last fopcast.
Just when you thought it was the last fopcast, we're here, except for I'm not on screen. And now I'm on screen. What up, foppers? It's I, the commish, coming at you, Liggity Live, with episode 37. Episode Oli Kolzig, or Kevin Smith, or a young commish, playing spring league hockey for Paul the Sixth Catholic High School.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Deep cut.
What
did Paul the Fifth and Seventh do?
I have no idea. I think they were all popes.
Pope school.
Pretty much. Yeah, I went to Catholic school for 1 year. So shout out to Delman and Jeff Rickson, people I still talk to never again.
Fucking Nate.
Actually,
shout out to Nate. He's a listener.
Nate?
Yeah. And Ryan?
Cool.
I got a couple.
Neato.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're back, people. But it's okay. Nothing happened in the last month of sports. Nothing significant.
It was October. Nothing happens in October.
Not a damn thing.
There's no baseball.
Mm-mm.
Basketball definitely does not start.
Does not start anymore.
Hockey's not important.
No.
And I think there might be some football.
Maybe. Sometimes.
But
I think it's like NFL style. Yeah. Like one a week.
Yeah. They don't broadcast it.
Uh-uh.
No.
Yeah, so that pretty much sums up the episode. We just wanted to let you know we're alive. And
no sports.
And there's no sports.
Yeah.
We're, of course, lying. There's been tons of sports.
Jesus Christ.
And I honestly think it's because there's been so many sports, we haven't done an episode in so long. We've just been too busy doing sports.
Doing sports. Well, we do sports.
Yeah. Well, we did. We went and sported last
weekend.
Sunday.
Yeah.
It was fun.
We did. We double oranged.
Yeah. Yeah. Browns versus Broncos. I'm 2-0 at Broncos games in favor of the Broncos.
Fuck yeah. I'm bringing you to all the ones I go to, which is slim and few between.
It's a fun time.
It really is.
It's a good
Everyone's
stadium.
Like, oh, man, sports are overrated. You get a better experience on TV. No, it's fun being there.
Well, we ran into this at the game we went to years ago and this one. Football is harder to pay attention to live. Because there's so much going on.
Oh, it's scenic.
Yeah. Yeah. Our seats were, of course, bad commish here. I didn't pull up our seats, but yeah, we literally were like watching the sunset. And then we're like, oh, yeah, we paid money for these tickets.
Yeah.
Or Rob did.
Wait, yeah. Section 510, row 13 and 14, seats 1 and 2.
Yeah. Yeah. 520.
520. That's
520.
It.
Yeah. So you can look that up if you care to.
Really care to see our
but,
seats.
Yeah. Just to give you an example, we were basically facing southwest. So as the sun went down, we had a good painted sky.
Glorious.
It's unfair, though.
Yeah.
Because the nature is rooting for the Broncos. Like, the Browns didn't have a chance. I mean, they didn't have a chance for a lot of other reasons. But
that's true. Clown shoes.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, Baker Mayfield. And like he.
No,
yeah.
OBJ had those clown shoes. Did
oh,
you see
the
that?
Joker shoes. Yeah. Yeah. That's so weird. Like, were they wrong? He got in trouble or some shit?
Yeah, I don't get that either. It's like, dude, let a guy wear shoes.
Cleats. You'd think he would have learned from the whole watch thing, but I think OBJ is going to just do his fucking thing.
Yeah, well, yeah, you get these prima donnas in the NFL.
Yeah.
They do their own fucking thing.
Speaking of football, quite a bit has actually gone on in football. American MLS football.
Yeah. European style, but American version.
Yeah. And good news and bad news. Actually, mostly just bad news.
All over bad news.
Yeah, all over bad news, except for if you subscribe to your theory that it's good if the team you lose to goes on to have good success.
True.
In which case, we're killing it.
Right.
And to sum it up, we are honorary LAFC fans.
Yes.
They got the Western Conference bye. They beat the Galaxy 5-3 in the conference semifinals, and then lost to Seattle 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals. But obviously, since it's the finals, Seattle's still in the final.
Yep.
So that's good. And on the other side, United got stomped 5-1 in the first round.
DC United.
Yeah, DC.
Aren't there like nine United?
Sorry, yeah. DC United. Yeah. The Washington Football Club got stomped by Toronto 5-1, who is also in the final. And I don't know what to say. Toronto versus Seattle. It's like the two. Oh, it's the Needle Bowl.
Oh, shit.
They both got needles, man.
Yeah, both kinds. Space and arm.
Yeah. Yeah, they're both probably famous for that.
Yeah.
Well, so go either of them.
Yeah, because I thought of some creative Seattle names after that I added to.
Oh, the list?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, we'll go to that. But anyway, yeah, so in typical MLS form, the last game was played on October 30th. And the next game won't be until November 10th. Which
October
is,
30th, what?
Yeah, October 30th was the...
2019?
Evergreen, yeah. And the final will be on November 10th, 2019.
Evergreen,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who's hosting. Century League fail. Oh, because it's soccer, and it does the obnoxious thing where the home team is first instead of blah, blah, blah at home team.
Oh,
It's confusing. I learned that from the Shocker United. Speaking of which...
Way to make it different, soccer. Or maybe they set the standard and we're all just trying to catch
up. We did the difference because we're America, I bet. Because the Premier League's been around forever.
I'm pretty sure as a kid, the first team...
Used to be home?
Yeah. I have weird recollections as a child being like, oh yeah, you knew the home team. And then all of a sudden it was like, no, so-and-so at... that team.
I have a Mandela question for you.
Okay.
Do you remember when the home team would wear white?
No.
I remember distinctly that white jerseys, obviously not the team color jerseys, used to be the home team, but I'm wondering if it's a Mandela effect.
You might have been Mandela'd, bro.
Yeah, I might have Mandela'd myself.
Yeah, I don't remember that, but who knows?
I could be wrong.
I've seen a lot in my life. Most of it I'm not proud of.
Right. So the only other thing I have before we get into real stuff is I went to Chicago, and the Capitals have been killing it, which I guess we can cover later, but this whole episode's about hometown shit. But they finally broke their streak of losing, not only in Chicago, which I don't have the stats for, but we hadn't won in Dallas. Since Dallas became a franchise, we had never won in regulation.
Oh.
But still.
That's a weird caveat, but I get it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, though, because it was like 15 games in Dallas and we lost. So we might have gotten a point, but it wasn't. We've never won in regulation in Dallas, basically.
Damn.
And we did it. And then we proceeded to do so in Chicago, which is also a city we can't ever win in. And hit the puck line.
Nice.
Furta. Yeah, it's dope.
Dollar bills.
So that was fun. Me and Bloody at a game with my nieces. And it's so funny, but like my nieces know. They, even though the oldest one is like 10, knows that the Capitals suck in Chicago. That's not
well,
a
that's
good.
That's good parenting. That's really what that is.
He's nailing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I don't want to get too deep into why, but they have reasons to be Penguins fans, and they aren't.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, like, they have legitimate claim to Penguins fandom, and not just because the Capitals... Actually, that's interesting. It's like when kids that are born when Obama was president,
yeah,
and they only know a black president, they only know a good Capitals team.
Yeah, well, that's listening to Burr. He's like talking about just quitting all sports because he's like, what's better than Boston sports right now?
Yeah.
He's like, if I quit now, I go out on top as a sports fan.
That's true.
Which would be amazing. I mean, think about it. If the Broncos, the Avs, you know, had been powerhouses for the last 5-10 years.
Yeah.
And then you just go out and then you don't give a flying shit all about sports after that. Life's good.
This
you just have that legacy in your brain, like, they're still good. even when they suck, you're like, that's the memory you have.
It's a compelling argument, especially considering what this episode is almost primarily about.
Yeah,
is,
you Mandela yourself.
Yeah, I Mandela myself.
Pre-Mandela.
Hey, Lee, hey, one thing we forgot to say, no more pre-cum season.
Well,
that's good.
I know, but...
now we're into the...
cum season.
Cum season.
Splattery, splattery.
Yeah, cool. Anyway, in other news, Cat dominates Monday Night Football.
Yes.
And I was disappointed to find out we couldn't indeed pick him up as a fantasy player. I thought he showed a lot of potential.
I know. He would have been like the ultimate, you know, flex player.
How did someone not catch this cat and adopt it? And why is it not the new grumpy cat? Like, I was really disappointed in the world at that.
Amen.
I mean, and also... how is security so bad that after a cat like that makes such a ruckus that no one like bothers to try and catch it?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Like, maybe it's just some spooky shit because it was a black cat.
Yeah, right after Halloween.
Yeah, there's all sorts of spooky shit going on in the NFL. Darnold seeing ghost.
Yeah,
that shit is hilarious. And then
clown shoes.
Watson's eye was healed by Popeye.
Chicken sandwich.
Chicken sandwich.
Well, I mean, that's like the ultimate healing factor.
I mean,
that's why people have been getting stabbed over these sandwiches.
That's true.
It cures cancer, pink eye, foot eye. I mean, it's
foot.
A chicken sandwich. Yeah.
It helps anything. Yeah. And in other news, going back to Seattle, they revealed that they're going to reveal their name.
Okay.
And here's one thing I didn't realize. I thought that they were going to start in 2020, so next season, but it won't be until the following season.
Oh, man, are we getting trash panded here where it's like this super long buildup before their season?
I mean, they've literally spent like $660 million. Like, they've almost put $1 billion in this team already, so I hope not.
Holy dicks, dude.
Well, it's a fucking NHL franchise, dude.
Still, That's insane.
That money pays for the expansion. They pay the other teams and, like, the league to be in the league.
All right. Okay.
So it's, like, it's not just, like, some dude is just, like, sitting there. Was that 661 or 606? 660 million
yeah.
flat. And, I mean, you figure, I think that also figures into, like, things like having to renovate the old
stadium.
Yeah, the stadium.
Yeah. I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Who's backing the team? Do you know?
Not specifically. I mean, it's a group of investors, so I don't think it's like...
Oh, okay.
Not like a Schneider-esque type dude.
Oh, they'll probably make that money back in like 6 years.
Dude, yeah. I mean, it's obscene that Seattle doesn't have a basketball team, given the fact that like...
Dude, let's get $660 million and start a basketball team.
Well, I think that's ultimately what they're looking for. I mean, if you really want to get into it, I'm surprised that... I mean, Seattle is the newest city. I figured it would be something like... I don't know, Quebec.
Yeah, right.
Or like a city that has had it, but it also makes a lot of sense because if you look at the map, you got three teams in Southern California, you got Vancouver, and then I think like Calgary's in the Pacific, you know? So like, I mean,
yeah, it's over there.
Yeah. So it's super, it makes sense to have someone rep like the Northwest America. And plus it should lead to a great rivalry with the Canucks.
True.
I presume
across
they're going to end
the
up
sound kind of.
I think it's just across little, the border. I don't know.
Border brawl.
Yeah. Something like that. I know that'll actually be what the third one. Because you got like Montreal and Boston or Toronto and Boston. I guess there's a lot of them actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. But most teams are on the East Coast. So, I mean, building the game and expanding, that's going to be good. But as you all know, we have extensively covered the name debacle.
Yes.
And I guess there's so they announced that they're going to announce the name before the All-Star game this year. So that'll be in like March.
All right.
And obviously we've covered this at length, but they put out the final list of possibilities and Sawbucks didn't make it.
That's some bullshit.
That's the best. Because I actually found out something learning about the PLL, the Premier Lacrosse League, which is something we have yet to cover.
Okay.
But they're also expanding, and PMT had the dude on, right? And apparently it's like a bitch to like just take a commonplace name. So, for example, the Eagles are on the list there.
Yeah.
But there's probably already like a trademarked or patent. I don't know what the fucking process is. Team called the Seattle Eagles.
Yeah.
But because
like a high school or some bullshit.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a team called the Sawbucks?
No.
No. I've never heard of the team called the Paddleheads either, which we'll get to later.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So this is the list of final teams. And again, no Sawbucks. So if anyone wants to, you know, help us out with that, because that was a cool
That'll
logo.
Be our basketball team we're starting.
There you go. The Seattle Sawbucks. Boom. Yeah.
Basketball extraordinaire.
Yeah.
We'll get Sean Kemp on the team. Throwback.
Yeah. Yeah. He's badass. So we got the Rainiers, Krakens, Evergreen. Sockeyes, Whales, Eagles, Totems, Cougars, Firebirds, and Renegades. Now, one thing we did cover is that Seattle Thunderbirds would be the best option because that's the badass Northwest bird, right? But yeah. There is a team called the Thunderbirds that will likely become their minor league team. They're the Canucks. Actually, I don't know how any of that works, but they're the Canucks minor league team. So they have the Seattle colors and the Thunderbirds already.
Oh, Jesus.
And that leads me to this is that's why I like the Totems as a name, because I love that fucking
it'd be a dope logo,
right?
But what are you gonna get a First Nation or whatever to sign off on this?
Well, here's one thing. They should be called the Seattle Seattles, because Seattle is named for like Chief Seattle.
Oh, there you go.
So Seattle Seattles.
Yeah, that'd be like Anders yeah. or something like Name.
Yeah, so, I don't know. You want to do, like, name draft on these right now? Let's start with worst first. I know what your number one's going to be.
Oh, yeah, I've played it out.
So, yeah. We'll each get three.
Okay. Worst?
No, don't pick the worst, but your number three first, because I know what you're going to pick for number one, and I promise I won't take it.
Okay, well, yeah, number three, I'd go for the Sea Lions, I guess, because it's a lion. Of the sea.
That would be cool,
like
if you just
sea hawk, sea lion.
Oh,
you know?
Well, there's a theme there.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is another reason why I'm surprised the Pilots didn't make it, because although that's a stupid-ass name, it's just like, no, they're ship pilots.
Ship pilots, yeah. That'd be dope.
Yeah.
I feel you.
I'm going to go. So this is, I'm going to say Totems. That's my number three on this list.
Wow, deep cut. I figured that would be like two or one for you.
Well, I like it, but it's just the realistic, you're not going to do that. Especially, true. Like, I mean, obviously Redskins has a little bit more like weight to it. And like, I don't know, man, they're native dudes that play hockey, but it's not like
huge.
Yeah, you know, you know, you're not going to have a team that's supporting a tribe or a nation like that.
Yeah, and it's not like a degradation of their name, you know, an old slang.
No, it's not. But I think it's dangerous territory. Like, I think that's why the Canucks, like, ditched the whale, which is unfortunate because I think that shit's badass.
That was
bad
a dope logo, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I hope that Seattle does no matter what they choose.
Agreed.
Yeah, anyway, so your number two pick.
Number two, I will go with the Kraken.
Ooh. Oh, okay. All right. That's going to make my pick hard. Kraken is dope. This brings up another point, and obviously if you guys follow us, like I've talked about this on Facebook, maybe they ditch Seattle and do Emerald City. So that would open up the door for the Emerald City Evergreens or Emerald City Eagles. So you have good like alliteration.
Yeah.
Plus no team like just rocks the city's nickname.
True. Yeah.
It's all official, and I don't know if that's like a legality thing. Or you could do the Emerald City Emeralds.
Well, I know with like Colorado Rockies,
there you go.
They didn't want to do
Denver,
you know,
Rockies.
Denver. So,
yeah.
Because it was never the intent to be the Colorado Rockies.
Right.
It was like going to be Denver's team, and then they're like, nah, we want to encompass the whole state.
Which is fucking smart.
Yeah.
And they can't do Washington.
True.
Because that would be confusing as fuck.
Yeah, Washington Capitals and
Wait,
Washington.
Is Seattle the capital of Washington?
Fuck, I don't know.
No, I think
it's Spokane.
I think it's Spokane, right?
Yeah.
That would be funny, though. The Washington Capitals. It's just the other team. It's like, what the fuck, guys?
Wait, which capitals? State.
The West Coast Washington Capitals.
WCWC.
Yeah. You know what? They should have done Sea Wolves, because apparently that's another name for a killer whale.
Ah.
And then they would, but then I guess you can't jock the Canucks, because the Canucks could have a throwback. Fuck.
Yeah.
See, the Canucks stole all their fire. They stole the Seattle colors, which was smart because they're trying to appeal to the Seattle like market.
Yeah.
But the irony being that, like, I think one of the front runners is like maroon and like blue and green for the Seattle colors.
Oh, that's very.
That's very
Phoenix.
90s Canucks. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. It's very Phoenix. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway.
The Yotes.
But my second pick, I don't fucking know. The Seals, because there was a team called the Golden Seals at one point. Yeah.
I mean,
Kraken was going to be my second. Emerald City Kraken.
I was
going to
go
badass.
With the Rainiers. Because Rainiers, I mean, I like the beer. You'd have a great sponsor built in
true.
With the beer. And the mountain looks badass. But if you have no clue about Rainier Mountain,
yeah.
You're like, what the fuck's a Rainier?
Well, and here's the thing is, like, you know, at least with, like, the Avalanche, that's like, an action. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
True.
It's something. Where it's like, we're mountains.
We're a mountain.
We're it's like the Lone Rangers. You can't pluralize the Rainiers.
True.
Okay, I know what your number one is, and honestly, off of this list, it's got to be the winner.
Sockeyes, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number one. It's just a badass hockey name, you know, because
yeah.
Sock eyes.
It's,
sock in the eye, black eyes.
It's going to make for some good merch.
Yeah.
And you could do like the weird, like, or the not the weird, the Northwest Pacific native art to that shit.
Yes.
And like salmon look fucking gnarly when they're all spawned out.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, they're not pretty.
Going upstream.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't know. I just feel like you could get some solid chants.
Yeah.
You know, sock'em sockeyes.
Yeah.
You know, rock'em sock'em sockeyes.
Right.
There's so many dope chants you could come up with for the sockeyes.
Would be better for a soccer team, wouldn't it?
Ooh.
Ah.
There you go.
Ah.
Amen, brother.
So I guess my number one's Firebird, but just hope they use that fucking badass looking eagle.
Yeah,
so maybe
like
the Eagles too, but
like a 78 Pontiac Firebird logo.
Yeah. Yeah.
On their shirt.
Sponsored by Pontiac.
There you go.
A brand that I don't think
exists
anymore.
No.
Well, GMC's probably got all the right.
The right
that was GMC.
Yeah, yeah, it was GM.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, but it looks like you are throwing some other things into the running here.
Well, yeah, I was along the lines of Sockeyes, the Seattle Black Eyes.
Yeah,
and then Seattle Flannel.
Black Eyes. If you say it too quick.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you.
The Seattle Black Guys. Sorry.
Oh, wait. What? Who?
Yeah.
They have those?
No. I don't know about the flannel as a team name, but they definitely need plaid as their jerseys.
Dude, it's somewhere in there.
Yeah. They need like.
Like their sleeves or some like piping.
Or just like straight up plaid jerseys, man.
Or maybe their pants.
Yeah, those would be real punk rock
plans. Yeah. Be dope.
Yeah. Seattle Shotguns. Why the fuck not, man? Like,
yeah.
And I like this last one, the Emerald City Seasonal Depressions. Again, I don't know if you can pluralize that. I don't think you'd have to. It'd be like the Avalanche. It's not the Avalanches.
I don't know. I'm looking at like a region of getting depression. Like everyone in it.
Fair enough. Speaking of new sweaters, so let's hope for those plaid ones. Since we've been gone so long, they have revealed the Winter Classic sweaters for the Preds and the Stars. And I got to say, a big old bag of meh.
Yeah.
I
like the like Predator.
Yes.
Head.
Okay.
It's
so
it's fucking dope.
Okay. So this is.
That'd be a sweet tattoo.
That it would. Yeah. Oh, what up, Big Pete and Robbie? What's
Pete,
going on?
Rob.
It's like my birthday party again.
Yay.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was.
Yeah. So, big old bag of meh. Now, there's a good reason why they chose this, but okay. Yeah, this is my rant about logos for the week here.
Okay.
Check out all the stuff that Nashville has used in the past, right?
Ooh, I like the like dinosaur fossil head.
Okay, and I think we've been over this, but like,
ooh,
what?
Yeah,
that thing.
One. Yeah,
dude, that's like their most notorious ugly jersey. That's hilarious. You love that?
Yeah.
Huh. Good power to you, man. To each their own. But yeah,
well,
I think
it's just so different than all their other.
Well, so they rocked logos. This one in. Oh my god, that was their uniform for like 7 years. Ew.
Dude,
anyway, that color yellow is fucking awful.
Yeah,
but
the yellow's awful, and the like blue armpits.
Yeah,
That's fucking retarded.
I liked this one because you can't see it on this, but the bottom lines there are checkered for no apparent reason.
Oh.
It's like black and blue checkered.
Oh, see, that'd be dope.
See, that's interesting. So that logo that you like, I mean, kind of cool, but like universally panned. Like people fucking hated it.
It's so different.
Yeah. But
it's different.
I wanted the skull or the cool one that they have like as their alternate one.
Yeah, that's dope as well.
Well, you know why they called them the Predators, right?
Because of all the sexual predators in the Nashville area?
Oh, Jesus. No, we're going to cut that out.
Oh.
No, because when they were building the stadium, they found a fucking saber-toothed tiger, like, skull.
Okay, that's fucking dope.
Yeah. So that's where cool. That came from, because I think they were going to be, like, the Nashville Dixies. And speaking of which, that is exactly what they're harping on with these.
So is that going to be, like, a Dixie Cup logo?
No. So what you're looking at here with these logos is like a direct like get back to that. There we go. So the Dixie Flyers were like Nashville's hockey team at one point in history.
Okay.
So that's what they're harping on there. And to go back, this is for fuck's sake.
So I get the whole Dixie reference, Whistling Dixie,
yeah.
South of the Mason-Dixon line, but that could even in this day and age be a little misconstrued.
Well, that's why I think they like
we're like, oh, thank God we found this head.
I'm just pissed that like Adidas isn't like branching the designs out at all. Like,
dude, if any company was smart, they would do yearly or monthly or weekly design things to have graphic designers submit logos and then vote on it, and then make that jersey and make money on it.
Well, I'm sure there's plenty of business behind why they can't just do that. But, like, you know, like Nike, and I'm not trying to, like, start
a
debate here.
You sign a fucking waiver when you put your design in.
Oh, no, Jesus not like Christ. That. No, yeah, I just meant that, like, the NHL licensing aspects of it more than anything. But, no, so Nike has earned jerseys. So a team in the NBA can earn a jersey. Like, they put one in Pittsburgh's. This isn't basketball, obviously. In Pitt, the fucking college.
76ers.
Yeah,
the college Pittsburgh.
There was
Boilermakers.
Yeah, they made like this video went viral, and they had like earn this jersey, and they put up like a mannequin in the locker room, but it was like a dude.
Okay.
So it was like scaring all the guys, right? But
Yeah.
So that is an earned jersey. So that's what Nike does, and I think that's badass. Like, oh, you won the division title? Here's something for the playoffs. But my biggest beef is, like, Adidas hasn't done anything interesting. They did, like, the mustard jerseys.
Because they're German.
Yeah, I get. Yeah, maybe. But, like,
they're too logical.
We
make one jersey.
I just want to see some throwbacks. Like, they did the Ducks. That was tight. That's a tight jersey. But, like, all their third jerseys now are, like, the remember the Flyers and the Penguins jerseys where it's just, like, flat color with a flat black, like, logo?
Yeah.
That's what they did for the Oilers, except it's, like, I can't remember if it's orange on blue. I think it's blue with orange.
Okay.
Or, no, whatever. But it's just flat colors, nothing crazy, and I don't know. I was looking forward to buying a new Caps jersey this year. But
Adidas,
I don't know.
Fucked up.
Yeah, we'll see what they do.
You done fucked up, Adidas.
Yeah, they had some kind of like throwbacks for the Heritage Classic, so I'm wondering if the Avs will end up rocking like a Nordiques at the Stadium Series.
That'd be dope.
Or I hope they do a military one like they did with the Capitals. But anyway, moving on. Dallas is it's not too bad until you realize it says STDers.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
And I don't know what team had khaki in Dallas's past, but this is harping on, I believe, a Houston team.
Oh, the Texans D.
Yeah. And actually, I like that logo
Dallas
better.
D for Dallas? What?
Yeah, Dallas Texans, maybe?
Maybe.
It must be, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, so
Texas, that might even just be like a high school team. With the way Texas works, I mean, Jesus.
That's a good point, but no, this is definitely like some kind of pro-ish
pro
hockey team.
Okay.
And so we got the Dixie Flyers there. Here's two other examples. So
very Lakers-y.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting, but, you know, purple and gold were probably popular sports colors. But then, look at this. There's the fucking concept. So whoever you or JBD is, cool. That's what they should have done, man. That fucking skull logo should definitely be used. Or the saber-tooth one that was like the side patch.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, dude, I
that's
love
way
that.
Cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's badass. It looks old. And I guess it's kind of weird because these teams aren't that old. Although
I guarantee someone has that tattooed on their neck.
Yeah, I hypothetically would if I liked it. But, dude, here's what bothers me is the Dallas has the whole catalog of North Star shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Cool fucking.
Yeah, and logos. Then they skip out and, you know, like they have a pretty solid pass. Like that team was a team since the 60s.
Yeah, and I think you could do way more with that logo.
Yeah, and everyone crazy. Here's another one that everyone hates that I love.
That is sweet.
It is. It's
a
uterus
corny. With a star.
Yeah, they should take the shooting star out of the uterus, but yeah. I think it's great because, you know, the
it's
future is feminine. but yeah, man, I dope.
Or just do the bull with star eyes.
Yeah, that would be tight too, right?
Yeah.
Well, you get it though, because that's the constellation Taurus, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I. And the North Star, yeah,
right.
Totally get the whole concept, but
yeah. In other random ass hockey news, they're gonna reboot the Mighty Ducks as a series for Disney Plus, and I don't know. What do you think,
dude? I think it'll be sweet, especially if you have kids and you're a fan of
yeah.
the Ducks and you watch the movies as a child, and they bring back the knuckle puck and. I think Disney over the next few years is just going to crush everything.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, they're coming in hard with the Mandalorian and shit, and I'm, like, tempted. Maybe we need to throw down on the old password club.
Yeah, man.
Because I actually heard some of the Apple shit is good, except for that I can't believe that stupid-ass movie with Aquaman is going to be any good.
Eyes.
Yeah, no, blind? Isn't it, is
it
eyes?
Eyes?
I don't know. Fucking
or see?
See. C, but
did
S-E-E.
You see C?
C?
It's the dumbest name for it. Were you watching C?
C?
Did you see C?
Did you
see
C-square?
Me on an email? What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, it looks
you
terrible.
Let that pass. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I think Disney's going to get a lot of fucking dough. They own the fucking Simpsons now.
They own everything,
it's
dude.
Fucked up, dude. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like that aspect of it, but if, I don't know, if they make a dope-ass thing about Boba Fett, then I'm...
True.
We'll see.
Well played, sir. I know stock market tip. Disney's coming in hot tomorrow. Gonna blow up.
Oh.
They beat earnings.
Okay.
Mad money, so.
I'm gonna have to
stock
get
tip.
A stock broker. Better luck than fucking betting. Holy shit.
Yeah, dude.
Woo. Anywho, moving on. One last thing. Oh, no. Yeah, two things. Did you hear about Logan Paul is coming? He's going to box another YouTuber. I guess they already did this.
I don't even
dude,
know who
they
Logan
sold
Paul is.
Oh, he's the dude. He's the YouTube guy that got in trouble for going to the suicide forest. Did you not hear about this?
I heard about it, but yeah. I didn't know who he was before that. So when that story happened, I was like, who's this guy? Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, anyway, fucking ridiculous.
So what's he doing now?
He says that he is now, his number one priority is being a boxer.
Hmm.
And he apparently, I think they did a boxing match.
Smart move.
With another YouTuber named KSI, and they're both like video game streamers, right?
Okay.
So KSI or Kissy or whatever the fuck his name is was a FIFA guy.
All right.
And Logan Paul is, I'm assuming, Fortnite or
one of those.
I thought he got in trouble for saying the N-word too, but who knows these days. But anyway, I don't know if you haven't heard about it.
Context. Yeah.
Let's talk about another weird guy. All
okay.
right. Hold on. Oh, you weren't supposed to see that. So this Ooh. Is Hayden Clark. He's a Maryland native.
Okay.
He's a local eccentric. And
he's wearing a helmet.
Yeah, and he turned into a serial killer.
Dude.
He lived in a tent outside
His
of the
His folder says teens.
Oh, weird. I didn't even see that.
What the dicks?
Yeah. Lived in a tent in the woods outside of town and would jet around town on rollerblades. They called him the Rockville Rocket.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's a paranoid schizophrenic. Well,
the helmet then makes sense.
Paranoid schizophrenic, brilliant chef, and chess player. He once wore an actual raccoon as a hat.
Like a live
raccoon? He nursed a raccoon that got hit by a car. Back to health and taught it to be his live hat.
Dude, that's impressive. I don't care who you are. It's crazy. It's batshit fucking crazy.
Right.
But you are wearing a live animal as a hat. That's amazing.
Yeah. And, I'll reveal this to anyone that might be watching, but, some other stuff. He murdered a 6-year-old girl and drank her blood. And then murdered
6-year-old. That's like the best vintage of blood.
Well, oh, we forgot to talk about the Coast Guard.
Oh yeah.
And,
how does that remind you of the Coast Guard?
Cause it's a like good one liner.
Okay.
Like hockey in the blood. That was the connection there. He also murdered a 23-year-old woman, returned to the scene in drag, left the house, got in her car, and drove away while wearing a dress and a wig to fool the neighbors that the lady was still alive while he circled back around and went to clean the house up. And why am I bringing this up, ladies and gentlemen? This is a video-only exclusive. He's a fucking Capitals fan.
Of course he is. I mean, I'm worried. That I'm in your basement. Hey, dude, want to check my basement?
Yeah. Denver trust the Capitals fans. Fucking murdering motherfuckers. So basically, if you can't see it, this is a visual gag only. Last podcast on the list doing a series about this guy, and I happened upon their website for some reason.
Yeah.
And this fucking dude is rocking number 66. I believe that's a Mike Gartner Capitals jersey.
With knee pads, rollerblades. The helmet that I was talking about and some folders that apparently say teen on them in big red letters.
Well, he would do odd jobs around town, so I'm wondering if he was helping out the local, I don't know,
teens?
Man. Yeah, but he definitely murdered some people and probably murdered more, technically.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, and this
I mean,
is the
drinking
this,
6-year-old blood.
This is
you've got more than one murder under your belt.
What the number one true crime podcast in America is presenting as their latest serial killer is a fucking Capitals fan. And I just thought that shit was so funny. Also, I think he looks like Glenn from Letterkenny.
Yeah, I see it. He could preach, bro.
I guess we should explain the Coast Guard thing. So, salute to Service Month, all November, right? Yeah. And you know, this is great. Although I
actually today is like Salute the Forces Day.
Oh, it is
Marine Corps birthday. But yeah, thank you for all those who served.
Right.
We owe our country and our freedom and able to podcast.
But
to you.
Just because you're not wearing camouflage doesn't mean you didn't serve. And basically at this game, like all these men and women in various, you know,
other
branches.
Camo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were coming through the thing and everyone was thanking them for their service, applauding, like,
and we're like, not that we had terrible seats, but we're up in the nose.
Yeah,
so it's like, hey, service people, here's some tickets.
Well, do you really want to know who pays for them to go there?
What?
We the people, dude.
Yeah, no, I get that.
No, the Army pays the NFL. The NFL doesn't just hook people up.
Yeah, no, trust
so
me, I
fucked
get
up.
It. Yeah,
but besides that.
We pay for the jets to fly over the stadium.
I'm cool with that.
It's zero. It's like, whew. Okay, that was cool.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay for that much jet fuel. You know how expensive that shit is? I'd rather buy those guys tickets every game than pay for the jets to fly over.
Yeah, and they don't even, like.
Yeah, the jets don't watch the game.
Who's playing?
Yeah. All right, Baker, baby. You know, like,
that'd be great if one guy's just circling the whole time. He's like,
air
fuck
rights,
this shit.
Fuck you, Baker Mayfield or something. It's big middle finger Browns.
Mayfield sucks.
See, I would totally throw taxpayer dollars at that.
Yeah. I told you about the Skyrider prankster above LA that wrote, how do I land?
No.
I didn't see it. My friend Tim told me about it, and I don't know if it was real, but that's one of the funniest fucking jokes I've ever heard in my life.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can fly well enough
right.
To write how do I land?
But all tangents aside, right? Like, so all these service members are coming through our section. People are giving them daps and saying thank you. And I it's got to be awkward for them, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, I think they're used to it.
Yeah, exactly. But like, the 600th time it happens that day, you just gotta be like, yeah, dude, I fucking changed tires on a fucking truck.
Tank, yeah,
whatever. Yeah, well, it's like the Bill Burr thing. He's like, yeah, Navy SEALs, maybe, but the guy out there with the light things? It's one of my favorite bits. But anyway, and then two dudes in admittedly, they look like janitors, all right? They walk through.
Well-dressed janitors.
Well, clean janitors, right?
Yeah.
But they walk through, and they're in the Coast Guard, and no one fucking says anything to them.
Well, I think, like, in a sea full of orange and blue,
yeah,
camo stands out. Right. You're like, what the fuck? Oh,
well,
thanks for serving.
But I just thought that was so funny.
And then two guys in blue suits walk by, and until you said something, seriously, they did not catch my eye at all.
Right, and just set this up. Like, oh, I just started laughing my ass off, and I was just like, nobody? Like, what the fuck? Although, it's like they're the two dudes in the Denver Coast Guard. So.
Yeah, like, what are you guarding?
I don't know, man.
That's my dream job, though.
I gotta say, like
what do you do? Denver Coast Guard.
Does the Coast Guard still hire people? Like, am I too old?
Yeah, 32 is the cutoff, bro.
Fuck. I think they'll make an exception.
Dude, sign up.
Oh, yeah. I'll lie about my age to say I'm younger to join the Coast Guard.
That was my joke.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Sorry.
I was like, yeah, go to your birth certificate and erase it to make, you know, my 4 or 6.
1988.
Or added on. Yeah.
Just to join the Colorado Coast Guard. That's a great
team name. Yeah.
The Colorado Coast Guards. The Seattle Coast Guards.
Dude.
Why not?
There you go.
They just wear blue jumpsuits. Oh, God, I couldn't get over that shit, though. These two dudes just with nachos, just kind of like... No, and it was right after a bunch of Air Force dudes walked by, and they're just like... And then, like, no one. I was like, do I say something?
Womp, womp.
Anyway, that's all I got for random crap. No starting lineups, just because you want to see our new team names and logos, you got to watch my FOP recaps, and a new one's coming later tonight.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop, indeed. Some great names, though.
I need to change
my team name.
Huh? I need to change my team name. I have not been on the ball.
Did you see your logo?
Not yet.
Check it out. It's dope. But yeah, you do. I think we got a lot of things that you can reference in this one, in this episode.
All right.
Yeah, the Seattle Coast Guards. But our main topic today is the District of Champions versus the Champions of Denver, the DOC versus the COD. And this is sparked because the WNBA Washington Mystics win their first title ever. And that's the only thing that happened in this last month, I swear.
That's it.
Yeah, that's
it. Cool podcast.
Yeah. Now, Mystics were added to the team in the 1998 expansion, and it took them until now, so what, 21 years to take home a title.
Does Denver even have a WNBA team?
I don't think so.
Okay, cool.
The Nuggets.
Boom. Easy pun.
Another great team name, I'm just saying. But actually, I've been joking, guys. The Nets, the Washington Nationals, actually won their first-ish World Series. And the reason why I say ish is because, wouldn't you know it, I did a deep dive on this shit, and I am going to show you the shallow version of it. All right. So,
thank God it's not too deep. That would hurt.
No, I mean, there's only so much baseball history I can read about and still be interested. So in 1886, the Nationals, a.k.a. the Statesmen, became a team, and they played in Swamp Poodle Field. And I know we've talked about Swamp Poodle, but I can't remember why. I think it was like a bandy thing or something.
Yeah, and that would be a great name.
Swamp Poodle.
Yeah.
No, that's like a neighborhood in D.C.
Great name.
Yeah, it's awesome. In 1891, the Statesmen, possibly a different team, started to play in the American Association. In 1892, the AA folds and the Statesmen moved to the National League. So that's like the National League we know today. You got American League, you got National League.
Gotcha.
The Senators suck.
Yeah,
and this is another thing. I don't think that teams had distinct names. It was just like Washington guys that are professional. So these were like nicknames. So the Nationals.
Like Washington baseball players.
The Senators and that kind of shit. And this is where it gets confusing because at a certain point, that they sucked. They were like 33%.
They only won a third of their games.
Only won a third of their 150 games. And then in 1900, the team either goes on hiatus and disbands, and then a new team named the Senators becomes a charter member of the American League.
Okay.
So
a year later.
Yeah. And they were called the Senators, but officially they were called the Nationals? Again, don't know. I don't get it.
No hard fact.
Well, right, but this is fucked up because in 1924, whatever this team was, won the World Series. So some people call them the Nationals, some people call them the Senators. Meanwhile, they won the series in seven games, mind you, versus New York Giants. And then from 1905...
New York Baseball Giants.
The Baseball Giants. And anyway, so this team was a team from 1905 to 1956, maybe 1960. Again, like, I don't know. I need to watch Ken Burns' baseball, I guess, because Wikipedia and, like,
9 hours
just,
in your life.
Yeah. Well, no. but anyway, so in 1960, this Senator/Nationals team left D.C. and moved to Minnesota and became the Twins. Then immediately a second Senators team forms in D.C. and replaces the first.
Well, you know, super PACs and lobbyists probably formed it. They had all the money.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. In 1971, that team doesn't disband, but they move to Texas and become the Rangers.
Son of a bitch.
And then until from 71 to 2005. And
George Bush Jr. owned
the Rangers. I know.
For a while. Yeah.
Yeah, but so that Senators team, there was no team until 2005.
So the president owned the Rangers. A president.
A president was a partial owner of the Rangers.
Yeah, crazy.
Which used to be the Senators.
Yeah.
Which one could say he owned. Actually, that's not true. Cheney did.
The Senators.
Cheney should own something. He should.
Shooting people in the face.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
The Wyoming Halliburtons.
It's a great name.
You'd have a sponsor.
Yeah.
Anyway,
trucks everywhere.
So there's a lot of shit about how Washington got picked and all this other garbage, but it's way too much to go through. Just trying to do a quickie history here. Essentially, in 2001, they started to like really lobby for a team, and then the Expos moved to D.C. In 2005, and they had been a team since 1969, which is crazy to me that Montreal kept a baseball team that long. Like,
dude, what? Your next little line there of other possible choices.
Yeah.
The Puerto Rican Nationals.
The Puerto Rican Nationals or the Mexican Nationals? Mexico City Nationals?
Yeah.
Again, I mean,
Mexico.
You could have two Washington Capitals, technically, in 2021.
Dude, I'd love for Mexico and Puerto Rico to have professional sports.
That would be dope.
Well, that play in America. I'm sure they have their own.
Yeah, there's like a Mexican baseball league.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't see why not. But I don't think the MLB is trying to.
The World Series. I mean, we got Canada, but that's North America.
Yeah, I always thought that was fucked up. I mean,
let's invite Japan and,
well,
you know.
Here's the thing, like, at least with hockey, you're actually getting players from around the world.
True.
But that's not even called the World Championship.
Yeah,
the World Championship is its own thing.
Stanley Cup.
Yeah, it's the Stanley Cup Championship, which is the best players in the world. But it's the Basketball World Championship. It's the World Series. And I think technically they say the Super Bowl is the fucking World Champions of Football.
World Champions, yeah.
But that makes sense because basketball, like in football, because like no one does it like us. I mean, Europe
True.
Is really into basketball now, but for a long time. Anyway, fucking dumb. Nats became a team in 2005. Other possibilities for the Expos or a new expanded team included Las Vegas, Puerto Rico, Mexico, and Portland. And I actually think that Vegas will get a team eventually.
It makes sense. They've
yeah.
got football and hockey now.
Yeah.
They've got to have baseball next.
I think the Raiders aren't going to stick around Vegas that long. I have this weird knack.
Oh, they'll probably pick up the Chargers or
that
the
makes more sense to me.
Yeah.
I mean, Raiders in Vegas is going to be cool. I would like to go to a game.
It's also fitting.
Yeah. Right.
I mean,
but
the most disgruntled shitty team, they're not the shittiest, but you know, just this like
notoriously, yeah, crazy team
makes sense to go to Vegas
because you know they'll just go. They're like, it'll, yeah. There's gonna be some people, it's like they never moved,
or, yeah,
they
and,
just have
or
to
they will move just because of the team.
Drive,
they're like, yeah,
they're just gonna have to drive 8 hours every Sunday, both ways.
They're good with it, they
yeah.
have nothing better to do. They cheer for the Raiders, so
that's a good point.
They obviously make great life choices,
yeah.
Fuck you, Raiders,
yeah. Oh, yeah, you're not a fan, huh?
No, well,
that's
Broncos,
all right. I said.
Are,
yeah, I'm like
rivals, man.
I'm like one live NFL game from being a Broncos fan, I think.
Woo!
I guess just better Woo! Colors. Those old school jerseys that Rob had are fucking sweet.
It's true.
They're you obnoxious pretty, but dope.
Yeah. That's...
You guys get better merch than the Redskins. I don't have to like think twice about putting on stuff. And you're not owned by a Disney villain.
It's true.
Well,
no.
Half horse, half man.
Pat Bowlen was half horse just from the waist down. Ayo.
Hi-yo. He was a centaur.
Centaur. Centaur Bowlen.
Anyway, back to the Nats. They got their first or second, depending on how you look at it. See, this is another thing. So, okay, so the Nordiques are technically now the Avalanche, right? It's the same organization.
Yeah.
But according to this, the Washington team went to Minnesota. They went to Texas. They disbanded and reformed. But somehow, they're like saying that the Nationals are the same team as the Senators were in the 24. I mean, I get it. It's like, where do your loyalty lie? Is it
True.
The team or is it the city? It's super confusing. Long story short, the Expo Nationals, the Nationals that ironically came from another country. They should be the Washington Immigrants. The American dream. That's what they should call the team.
Dude, so America right now.
Yeah, and also like,
I like that.
They got to get rid of that fucking Walgreens logo. Jesus Christ.
I agree.
I would have hopped
could
on.
So many better logos.
Just give me a good old DC on a hat, man.
Yeah, like DC Comics DC, but rebranded for
just,
DC.
Just, yeah. I mean, we can get into the fact that I think that Washington has like the worst team names. Yeah.
I mean,
Redskins is your best one.
Most like gruesome fighting team name. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe we need to do an episode on that like controversy because like obviously I've done my research on it as someone that I'm like, well, yeah, I guess they should probably change. But there's like reasons why maybe they shouldn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
Stupid, whole nother topic, but Nats finally won the World Series. They beat the Dodgers. Oh, I'm sorry. They beat the Brewers to get the wild card spot to play against the Dodgers. Finally beat the Dodgers, who are like our Penguins, basically. Constantly would beat us. No, I mean like Capitals to Penguins.
Oh. I know.
I would have been like the Joker to Batman. But yeah, so they beat the Dodgers in 5 games, 3-2. They sweep the Cardinals 4-0 in the
NLCS.
Yeah, is that conference?
Series champion, yeah.
Oh, no, the National League Championship Series, sorry, because the other one's divisional. And then they took the Astros to Game 7, and I apologize to everyone because every game that they lost I bet on, so I did not bet on them. And I waited until there was one out left in the 9th inning to watch the game.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I watched 3 of the games.
I felt like I was the jinx. Well, this is another thing that I was going to bring up is like, everyone's like, you know, I talk to people when I'm driving them around and they're like, oh, you're from Washington. Are you a sports fan? Everyone's like, I'm like, yeah, but they became a team like 2 years after I left.
So, yeah.
So
no super allegiance.
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy because all my boys are stoked and, you know, lots of Facebook activity from my friends that still live in the area, but I just didn't touch it. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to hop on this bandwagon. I'm going to be proud of my boys, mainly because they have such great synergy with the Capitals, which we'll get into in a second here. Yeah. But, yeah, man, like I just didn't want to hop on board and ruin it. Like,
yeah.
Fuck.
Who would have thought ditching Bryce Harper would have paid off so well?
I mean, when the Caps were expected to win the Stanley Cup every year for 3 years prior before they actually did. And when they actually did, I thought it was going to be a rebuilding year because we lost all this crazy good depth that we had to give up because we couldn't pay anybody anymore. And I mean, hey, bud.
That's what good recruiting does.
Right. But like, for example, like you guys ended up with Grubauer and Burakovsky because we couldn't pay for him, right? And Burakovsky's killing it now in a new system.
Yeah.
But he got replaced by a no-name, Jacob Vrana. I mean, not a no-name, but like, you know, it's just like this crazy thing. And I mean, again, the Nats.
Synergy.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the last wild card winner team was to win the fucking World Series, but that's, I mean, it's baseball, but it's fucking intense, dude.
It is.
Anyway, so like I said, the Capitals and the Nats have great synergy. So obviously, Nats won in Houston, I believe.
Yes.
Flow that shit home. So I would love to see a championship win in whatever city the team is from, or if they want in Colorado, that'd be dope.
Yeah, that's when riots happen. Geez.
Yeah, one man riot right here.
Yeah, I remember that. That was super entertaining.
Yeah, anyway.
For the Capitals, yeah.
Yeah, I was out till 3 a.m. by myself making noise. I just took Pinky out. I think I threw on his Capitals jersey. No leash. It was 3 a.m. No one gave a shit.
Nope.
It was awesome. But anyway, so lots of synergy. So the Nats came to a Caps game. They were doing all sorts of shit. They took their shirt off, fucking just getting rowdy. I know that's a weird thing to say. They took a team photo where the Caps were all wearing red jerseys. The Nats were all wearing white. That was all this dope stuff. Apparently, Baby Shark, that super annoying, like,
I know the song.
You're going to know it, come February, I bet.
I don't have to if I never introduce it to my child.
That's a good point. Yeah, there'll be something else.
Trust me.
Yeah.
I've been thinking.
Yeah. Just show them Blink 182 or something.
Yeah, I'm plotting against my child in a good way.
Yeah. Well, no. Please don't be the parent that, like, makes your kid listen to Kids Bop. Just get the censored version of songs.
Oh, dude, Spotify already has all that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, like, my nieces listens to Kids Bop, and it's like, you know what's even worse than a fucking Drake song?
Oh, a butchered kids version of Drake.
Yeah.
No, trust me.
Yeah.
I want to throw stuff through windows when I hear.
Yeah, and don't ever show them the Descendants either. Apparently, it's like this Disney fucking thing that's like a 10th tier Hamilton. So it's like this bad musical that my niece is obsessed with, and like usually my brother like keeps his cool about fucking like the music.
Yeah,
because he can just kind of tune it out, but he's like. Every time they're like, I want to listen to this sentence, he's just like, I can't do it right now, kids. It's so bad, dude.
You mean the Misfits?
Yeah. Okay. That's what I said. I was like, oh, you want to listen to the Descendants?
Yeah.
I got real excited for about 10 seconds there.
And then you're like, oh, not
right.
The Descendants.
So in the game that the Nationals came to, Vrana, that young...
They came all over.
They were coming everywhere, dude. Vrana scored a hat trick, so that's awesome, right? But so, you know, everyone throws their hats and that kind of shit, which
yeah.
I would be conflicted because I can't find another one of these hats.
Well, I wouldn't throw that one if I were you then.
I know. I think I'd do one of these like a dog.
Or maybe have like, like that kid who so smoothly like swapped out the ball he got from the guy on the side
right.
with the ball he had in his glove
yeah.
to the chick behind him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was so ballin'.
Smooth, like,
oh, fuck you, internet, for calling that kid out, by the way.
Yeah, no, that
but,
kid's a hero
no,
in
that,
so many people's eyes.
I bet you if he's 18 now, like, he's banging that chick.
Gotta be.
But, so when they did the celebration, this dude Eaton, who people say I look like because I have a beard and black hair.
Yeah.
I mean, he's way better looking than me. Yeah. We all look the same. All y'all look alike. he no alcohol at all, ran out onto the ice with the fucking World Series trophy. Not a great trophy to hoist, by the way. That thing looks like it's going to break.
Yeah, and it's got all the little flags on it and
yeah.
shit. Yeah.
It just, like, flies up and impales him. He's just like, woo!
Ow. Ow. Ow, ow, ow. All these flags fell off and stabbed me.
Yeah, isn't it one for each team or some shit like that?
Yeah, 32 pennants.
Yeah, but so shout out to the Nationals. So I thought it would be fun if we did a hometown heroes version where we talk about all the championships that have happened in our respective hometowns. All
right.
That, and I didn't have time to do research on a national topic. Although I met a roller derby person in my lift,
ooh,
a lady, and hopefully she
I'd
hits me up.
So
because I want to, yeah, I want to get into that. I think it's the natural evolution after LFL. We got to start watching
roller derby. Roller derby's huge here in Denver.
I know, but I want to get some guests on and that kind of shit. But anyway, right, moving forward, how should we do this?
Just go, man.
Yeah, just go? All right. So like I said, Senators, 1924 World Series. Senators, Nationals, Statesmen, Washington baseball.
I'll throw down Colorado Rockies. Never won a World Series.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
And they had, dude, the one time they went, it was the most epic run to the World Series ever.
Followed by ass kicking?
Yes, yeah. So they won 23 games in a row.
To make the playoffs?
No.
Oh.
Up into the World Series. They crushed all the way up to the World Series and then lost four in a row. Sorry.
They got swept.
Yeah.
So it's like the Caps in 97 when they went to the Stanley Cup finally and then got swept by the Red Wings?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was like this huge thing where it was like the start of the whole Rocktober thing.
Yeah.
Where Denver was like, yeah, fuck yeah, we got a baseball team.
Yeah, that was in 2007. Yeah. The franchise first ever pennant. Thus, at the start of the World Series, the Rockies had won 21 out of 22 games.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, dude. It was fucking
That's
unreal.
That's fucking brutal, man.
And then go to the World Series and just tank.
Yeah, so wait, what did the Nats get then on their... They went 4-0, so that's 4-0, right? They won the wild card, that's 5-0. They were 7-2 after the Dodgers, and then that's not nearly as good. That's not even close.
But still.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy. I had no idea. Like I said, I was just looking at like the titles. So in football, the Washington Redskins won the national championship in 1937 and 1942, but that was before the NFL formed. And then they also won in 84 and 87 and 91, and I believe one or two of those was against the Broncos.
I know at least one was.
It was the 90.
I want to say 84 or 87.
You know what? I don't think 84 is right. I think it's 83.
Okay.
And I think that that's it.
That sounds right.
Yeah. Why don't you tell me about the Broncos while I look this up?
Yeah. So I know the Broncos won 97-98 in 2015.
Yeah.
They've gone to the Super Bowl five other times, I want to say.
Holy shit. Really?
Yeah. Two against the 49ers, one against the Redskins, one against the Panthers that they lost, and I think the Cowboys and someone else. I'll look that up real quick.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts. So a little bit of an update. The Skins beat the Dolphins in 83, and then they beat the Broncos in 88.
Okay.
Yeah.
88.
Yeah. That's fucking nuts. They've been five times.
I'm pretty sure.
Skins are like 3 for 5, I think.
Because they've crushed. Like, they've had some big series.
Yeah.
Divisional, where is it? Super Bowl champs. Conference AFC champions. 77, 86, 87, 89, 97, 98, 2013, 2015.
Jesus Christ, man. See, I didn't even realize they went back-to-back in 97, 98 until we went to the stadium and I saw the banners.
Yeah, man. So it was they went 97, 98, and then the Avs went 99, 2000, and won.
Yeah, that's fucking great years, huh?
Yeah, dude. Oh, dude, my kids, or me coming up as a kid was, like, amazing. Pinky, what are you getting?
Pinky is not a Colorado sports fan, so you're really triggering him right now.
I'm sorry, Pinky.
Dude, that husky that howls every time his owner dies in Call of Duty.
Oh, that was hilarious.
That's so good. Yeah. Well, speaking of hockey, Capitals... like we said, went to the Stanley Cup 97-98, like that season, not two in a row, got swept by the Red Wings, and then finally won in 2018, as we all probably have heard me talk on end. And actually, those are the only 2 years that they were Eastern Conference champions either. Now, they've won the division a shitload. And they also, like I said, won the President's Trophy, which is the best regular season record, in 2016 and 2017, and then proceeded to get eliminated both years by the Penguins in the second round, who went on to win the fucking thing. They also won the President's Trophy in 2010. So, like, no real success in the Capitals franchise up until 1998, which was came and went like that, and then up until the Ovi era. But not just that, Ovi was in the league for, like, 4 or 5 seasons before they started really making runs.
Quick sports update.
Yeah.
Avalanche 8, Predators 3.
What?
Yeah.
I took the wrong team in that game.
Dude, holy shit.
8-3?
In the second.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, damn. Yeah, holy shit, dude. That is nuts.
Yeah.
Why aren't we watching that game right now? Oh, because we can't.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Altitude.
Is it Altitude or is it the other teams? Or the other teams?
AT&T and whoever, yeah.
It's fucking garbage. Get it together, guys. Like, I pay for the NHL package. Why am I affected by this?
Completely agreed.
Yeah. But, apparently, if you have Dish, though, they're good now. But that's probably because Dish is based in Centennial.
Yep, it is.
I know, because they didn't hire me. moving on.
Colorado Avalanche. They were President's Trophy 96, 97, 2000, 2001. Conference champs 95, 96, their first 2 years as a team, and then 2000, 2001. And then Stanley Cup 95, 96, 2000, 2001.
And that was the inaugural year of the Avs, too.
Yeah, 95, 96.
So, yeah. So the Nordiques were
the Nordiques.
Yeah, they were a team 72-95. Yeah, that's got to be such a big kick in the sack for the fucking Quebec fans.
Oh, no joke, right?
Yeah.
Like leaving Canada, moving to Denver, who Canada was probably like, what the fuck?
Can you imagine if they moved to Florida and did that? Didn't that happen? I feel like that happened with a hockey team. We'll have to look into that.
Okay. I don't know.
But no, like there was some there is a hockey team. Did the Stars do the same thing? I think the Stars might have done the same thing when they went from Minnesota to Dallas.
Is that when they got Gretz?
Gretzky wasn't ever on the Stars.
Oh, I was thinking Kings, sorry.
Yeah. No, Kings actually did not win with Gretzky.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. He's great, but...
Never.
Yeah, a great 30 for 30 called A King's Ransom on that. And it's basically about how Gretzky made hockey popular, but I don't think he ever won with the Kings. I think he only won with the Oilers three times.
Damn.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, moving on to some MLS. I was stoked to see that the Rapids actually got one. I didn't know that.
I did not know that either.
Until right now?
Yeah.
Oh, 2010.
Dude, I paid... In my life, zero attention to the
Rapids. Well, it's kind of funny because, you know, just...
That's another thing as a parent I'm probably going to have to pay attention to is soccer.
Why? Oh, just because...
Every kid fucking plays soccer.
Yeah, because it's the cheapest one.
Yeah.
It's the cheapest one, man.
Here's shin guards and cleats. Go run.
Yeah. No, it's great.
If you dress up as your kid's mascot...
Yeah, or if you take prop bets.
Yes. And announce.
If we... I don't know if we would be safe. I mean, we've talked about this. I want to go to a Little League game and do prop bets the whole time and fopcast it.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's like 6 years away with your kid, though.
Who said it had to be my kid? Dude, the park near my house, there are kids playing soccer or some sport every weekend.
Yeah. That's true. That is fucking unbelievable. I still can't get over this Avalanche score. Well, someone... I don't think the Predators are going to make the puck line. How is that possible?
I don't know, dude. Don't,
the Predators have, like, the best defense in the...
Apparently not tonight.
No.
Ayo. Altitude's crushing them.
Yeah, that's actually a good factor. Anyway, DC United actually won the inaugural year and then repeated. So, 96, 97... 99 and 2004.
Damn.
And the league began in 1996. So there was high hopes there. And I mean, I guess still are sometimes. But yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, and then basketball, no title for the Nuggets. I thought that they had gotten one. That's a bummer.
Dude, the Nuggets have always even struggled to make the playoffs.
Yeah, so do the Wizards.
True.
But
I guess basketball is not either one of our strong points.
Well, here's the thing is the Bullets were good in 1978. They won after being founded in 1973. So that's something, especially in that era. Because, like, I mean, if you look at hockey teams that got founded before there was all these rules to make them competitive, like, dude, teams struggle. And, I mean, I honestly think why you saw such success with the Redskins versus the Bullets or slash Wizards slash Capitals.
Yeah.
You know, just because they were expansion teams and before the era where they were like, no, if they're going to expand, we got to make them like monetarily successful.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But,
And then, yeah, I got some honorable mentions.
All right.
Yeah. Colorado Eagles.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, fucking the minor league hockey team. When they were in the Central Hockey League, they were champions in 2005 and 2007.
Was there for their playoff runs on both those years.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah. That must have been so much fun.
Dude, back then, it was like fights every period. Like, there was a game where they had to stop play and bring out the Zamboni because the ice was so bloody. It was like both benches cleared, all out brawls, and just blood flying all over the ice. I was like the stands erupted. Like, it was one of the coolest sporting event moments of my life.
Next time we get Ian in here, we'll have to do an old time hockey episode about like the craziest hockey fights.
Yes.
Just basically all bench clears. Cause that shit used to happen. I mean, fucking Philly won like 4 championships because they were so violent.
I love it.
Yeah. It's great. And then
bring violence back into sports, please.
Well, hockey's trying, but Jesus Christ. I mean, if you want to talk about violence, why don't you go take a look at what the Avs are doing to the Predators right now?
Killing them.
Yeah. And then also the Eagles won back-to-back in 2017 and 18 when they played in the East Coast Hockey League.
Yes, sir.
Which is actually more of a bruiser league. So, I mean, I don't know if you went to any of those games.
No, I was down here in Denver, so.
I don't even know if the Central Hockey League is a fucking league anymore.
No, I don't think it is. It was disbanded in the other leages.
Well, now, and
now
then
they're the Avs farm team.
Yeah, they're the AHL team, which is hilarious because I think they kept the ECHL trophy. Like, we went over that.
Yeah, they have all this stuff up there, and then they never sent that trophy back, and they were all pissed off at the ECHL,
That's great. Come get it. You're the East Coast Hockey League. We know you're not flying someone out here.
Yeah.
And then Colorado Buffs, that's CU Boulder, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they won the national championship in football, which is actually really fucking impressive.
University of Colorado or CU, which I've never understood.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, those dicks. Oh, fuck you, Boulder. You want to hear a funny Boulder story?
Fuck yeah.
Okay, always. So we went to Eldora's opening day, right?
Yeah.
And we stopped in Boulder on the way back, and I had to go number 2, so I scampered off to the bathroom.
Okay.
I go into one, and it had, like, toilet paper in it, so I'm like, oh, I'll do away with this, because I don't care if you're trying to save fucking water. If there's pee or anything in there, I'm flushing. I don't want whatever that is.
On your butt?
Yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah, or I don't want to pee on your pee because then I got to smell your pee and it's super weird.
Yep.
It's the grossest thing ever.
Okay. Yeah.
It's so gross. Anyway, so I try and flush. It was just toilet paper, but I try and flush it and like the toilet wouldn't take it. And I know myself well enough to be like, this isn't going to be able to handle it.
Yeah, the situation won't end well.
No. So I go to the next toilet.
If it won't flush that, it won't flush that with stuff on top of it.
Bro.
Yeah.
So I go to the next one, proceed to drop a...
I, too, am a
scientist. Huge, gigantic, like, eel crawling out of the water dump in this toilet. And then I realize why the other one wouldn't flush is they're hippie, low-flow, like, Boulder toilets.
Oh, God damn it.
So, yeah. Wouldn't go down. Lodged it in with, like, the second flush.
Yep.
And then I had to take... I had to take the toilet brush and break it up and keep flushing, and it took me like 20 minutes just to get the thing fucking down because I was in the middle of a restaurant, and it would have been way obvious when the fucking guy in his snowboard pants like shuffles out of the bathroom and the whole place.
I would have left that there.
I almost took a picture of it, dude.
I have no like concern. If your toilets can't take my dump, that's your own fault. Like, get a real toilet.
I from here on in, I was just afraid that it would ruin my meal because we would smell it.
I guess that's nice. But yeah. Like I said.
But anyway, let's wrap things up with some DC area honorable mentions. I thought this one was kind of cool. So the Howard University Bison.
That's what made me think of the CU Buffs to add that on there. So.
Oh, fuck. I thought I put that on there. Yeah, I didn't realize that because Boulder's not a big school.
No, but back in the 90s, dude, they were a powerhouse college for football.
Was that when Brendan Schaub was playing for him?
No.
Probably before that, huh?
Yeah, that was before that. That was like Cordell Stewart, who was the quarterback for Pittsburgh for a while.
Yeah.
He was a bad motherfucker. Rashawn Salaam.
That's a great name.
Dude, they had some great players.
That name makes me hungry.
Rashawn Salami.
I want some Rashawn Salam, man. That sounds like shawarma or something.
All right, sorry.
No, you're good. So Howard Bison football, which is they were the 1920, 1925, 26, and then 1993 and 1996 Black College National Championships.
Fucking A.
And that was the first they're called the historical black colleges, but I bet you back then they were just the black colleges.
Yeah.
They were the first ones to ever win that title. So that's fucking cool. And then 2000, Rest and Rec League champs. Not a big deal. MVP right here.
Wow.
Dude, yeah, I had a whole Rodman thing going. I dyed my hair and got a lot of rebounds.
Damn.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it did not include making out with Carmen Electra, but hey.
Dude, we can all dream.
And then with the same coach and some of the same players, the Blue Streaks won the 2003 DC Ultimate D-League Championships, baby.
Oof.
So
D-League.
I know you're the champ because of FOP, but just I had my day, son.
I guess. I never – I went to state for tennis, but I never, like, won any
championships. That's a pretty big fucking deal, though. Like, that's all on your own.
No, it was doubles, so I had a partner.
Okay.
What was I gonna say? God damn it!
I don't know.
I lost my train of thought there. I was going back to the D League champs or something, but
D League, yeah.
I had a witty pun there, but I forgot.
Nah. So basically, my buddy's dad worked for a company and started a frisbee team there, and then me and my buddy like went on that team, and like I was fucking good back then, dude. Like I can't run.
Rodman. Sorry.
Oh, you
finish your story.
No, I was just bragging. I'm decent at frisbee. Like I can throw one, but dude, back then I was crazy. I mean, you probably maybe saw me play like
in college. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I was a fucking animal. And then they tried to recruit me on that team, but I was like, y'all like run plays and shit, and
that's not my style.
No.
Yeah.
I was all fucking like
organic
and one
organic. Yeah.
Nah, I should have kept with him. The two dudes the main dude, Bill, that played on that team went on to like play collegiately, and then Spike actually played for West Virginia too.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that it's not like anything close to pro like it is now,
but still,
yeah. So I could have played for the Bozeman Rum Runners, but they were douchey.
Yeah, and rum isn't a Bozeman thing.
Yeah, I always thought that was weird, but I mean, it was cool because it was drinking.
True. No,
Rodman.
When you said Rodman, it made me think of the – have you listened to Artie Lang, Rogan?
Oh, my God.
I'm just starting it, but on the way over, he was talking about banging the hooker that looked like Carmen Electra. So
yeah.
That's the affiliation I had in my head.
Yeah. All right. Well, that about does it for today, I think.
One last thing we got to cover.
What's that?
$20.
Oh, for the run thing?
The run bet. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't want to bring it up because, like, you got sick.
Oh, man.
Okay. Well, shit.
I lost. So
I want to run the one challenge. I actually have a funny follow up to that because I was hanging out with Ian last night. But so I actually ran over 100 miles like we said we were going to.
Yeah, way to go, man.
I know. Now I got to get back after it, though. Like, no, I'm feeling it.
I joined the run club at work.
Oh, you did?
Begrudgingly today. Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's good, man. It's good. So, yeah, it feels good. I feel thinner, even though I'm probably not.
I don't know. Somebody said I look thinner, and I was like, oh, shit. Maybe I should do this running thing more
Thanks,
often.
Zuck.
Yeah. What in?
That's too bad.
Yeah,
that's too bad, man.
That, that'd be creepy.
You could me too him.
Yeah.
Then you could just buy the whole town of Loveland.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
But no, so I was hanging out with Ian. He was telling like a hunting story because that's what he's been doing.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah, two.
Must be nice.
Two elks, but only one for him, an antelope and a mule deer.
Okay.
And a partridge and a pear tree.
Yeah, and a goose and a gander.
Yeah, but so it was funny because in one of his stories, he had to run back to the truck for ammo. It's like, and I was like, why didn't you turn on your app?
Yeah. Pick up the miles.
But hey, man, at least you didn't get third. And if you're counting sloth, you didn't get fourth or fifth either.
Woo.
Yeah. And I did beat Bloody, but I'm pretty sure he didn't clock the half marathon he ran while I was watching my niece's
Good God.
One morning. No, the app didn't save it.
Oh.
And I was like, doesn't count. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, man.
I found a hack. You can go in and runs in if you want. And I'm like,
so is that why you made it to 56, huh?
No, not at all. I could have put runs. I would have put more runs in if I wanted to cheat.
Yeah, I know.
Trust me, there were many times running on, like when I was out in Virginia at Virginia Tech. They have those scooters everywhere, all over their campus, and they're free. And I was like, I could totally just like. Put it at like 2 miles per hour.
I'm just seeing you going around one of the tracks. Like,
oh, I wouldn't have gone around the track. Like, that campus was gorgeous. I ran all over that fucking thing.
Yeah.
It was dope.
That's where that dude, Bill, went to.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that would have been fucked up, man. Nah, I thought about one thing we never got to just because we were so busy, like with travel and shit, is I want to do weekly bets. So let's close with some of my ideas. I the Brady jersey bet. So like the dreaded Brady jersey that is our league's punishment.
That has yet to be utilized. Yeah,
I mean that's a whole nother thing. But yeah, I thought that would be funny. Like you had to run in the Brady jersey all week, and then maybe a sports bra bet. So you had to run in a sports bra. And then another one I had was I control your Spotify while you run.
Oh, fuck, that'd be miserable.
So, well, actually, there's no way to do it, but I was like, okay, well, what if it was just we could do a Barbie girl bet, so the loser had to listen to Barbie girl on repeat, and I would be able to monitor you during
sure,
it,
yeah.
because I can see what you're listening
list, yeah. to. God damn, and that'd be miserable.
Oh my God, it'd be so bad, I mean.
I'd run a block and be like, all right, I'm done. I'm no longer a Barbie girl in
well,
a Barbie world.
Yeah, I think Runtober, we should do it next year. Well, it might be a little more difficult, but, well, no, I guess just tracking it, it's not. Anywho, yeah, I mean, anything else from you, bud?
No, man, I'm here next week for no work, so yeah.
Tight. Yeah, let's do
let's
one.
Make shit happen.
Yeah, let's not do another whole November hiatus.
All right.
Yeah, cool. Be safe, wear a helmet. Like,
be safe, yeah, wear a helmet. Don't murder anyone and drink their blood.
Yeah, and if you're going to, please don't get photographed in a fucking Capitals jersey.
Or an Avalanche jersey.
I mean, yeah, let's just say be a New York fan.
Yeah.
How about a Brady jersey?
Yeah, we'll send them
if
to
you.
If
you are planning on being a serial killer,
hit us up. We're sending you a Brady jersey.
We're sending
free,
you the Brady.
Free of charge.
Free Brady
send
jersey.
Send us your address and the acronym you want to be called, and we'll sponsor you.
The Tom Brady killer.
The TBK.
The TBK. I think that BTK is
BTK,
one of them.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, Kamish out.
Be safe.